This weekend, the Philadelphia Museum of Art will premiere a new play in its exhibition space, written as part of its citywide civic engagement experiment called Philadelphia Assembled. Details from WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
The name of the play is Lacune. It's a word meaning a gap or a space. Playwright Mona Washington uses it as a metaphor for the little bit of flexibility needed when two opposing things, like people or ideologies, collide.
I think that the way change happens, sometimes you have to rub up against someone or something that's different. And when there's enough space, you can learn, but sometimes you bump and you break, that kind of thing.
In the play, Washington is using that metaphor to talk about gentrification. Early last summer, she wrote a short pop-up play pitting developers' desires to meet market demand against the fears of longtime residents getting priced out of the neighborhood.
It's not in Center City.
It looks like it.
It's adjacent to Center City.
It looks like it on the map.
Washington wrote a dozen short pop-up plays like this for Philadelphia Assembled, a massive public art experiment involving 150 artists and many dozens of events and exhibitions over the course of a year. In the end, only four of her 12 plays were performed, but they informed a full-length play to be fully produced at the Philadelphia Museum of Art this weekend. Washington uses lacune to also describe the friction between people in neighborhoods and the Philadelphia Museum of Art itself, the so-called Palace on the Hill.
There's a lot of bad blood and bad feelings toward the part of some people about the museum, and rightly so. I'm still in shock that they pulled this off, and that it really has involved such a large number of varied artists and citizens and ideologies. There's been enough room to breathe.
Philadelphia Assembled is a grand experiment in civic engagement through art. It was masterminded by the Dutch artist Shana van Heswijk at the invitation of the art museum, but neither van Heswijk nor the museum claim to control it. Philadelphia Assembled is a decentralized network of community artists and activists who self-determined what they were going to do and how, with support from the museum. It was not always a smooth collaboration. Many participants were not initially fans of the museum, like Denise Valentine, an artist and storyteller who lives in the West Oak Lane neighborhood.
I was one of those people. You know, I did visit the museum before, but I never felt welcome there. I have never felt included in the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Ultimately, Valentine became one of the more active proponents of Philadelphia Assembled, but only after feeling secure about working with the museum.
I had to have the assurance that no one was going to tell me what to say or what to do, that I'd be speaking in my own voice. I really felt as though the museum gave me room to do that.
The resulting exhibition, which opened in September, took over the entirety of the museum's Perelman building. It forced the museum to be flexible and to relinquish control, two things a large cultural institution is not always accustomed to do.
This was an exercise in community engagement full force, maybe community engagement on steroids is the way you could say it.
That's Damon Reeves. He's associate curator of public engagement at the museum. He says Philadelphia Assembled may have long-lasting impact.
I think as an institution, it's been life-changing and very profound to see these stories. And I think we're humbled to be able to participate in this kind of conversation. And we want to participate and we want to be part of that civic dialogue.
This is the final weekend of Philadelphia Assembled. And many are asking, what now? After all this work has been done to establish relationships and spark new dialogues, the collaborators, including the museum, have held meetings about how to perpetuate it. Valentine says without the same level of museum support, Philadelphia Assembled will have to be reinvented.
There are many parts of Philadelphia Assembled that just gave us so much life, and we want to continue. But to be honest, we have no idea whether it can continue in the same form. But at least now we've all seen what's possible.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.